What's up, guys? You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn on Revolver Podcasts.
I'm an investor and entrepreneur, and throughout this journey, I've worked with and come across some incredible people and experiences that I would like to share with you. On the podcast, my celebrity guest and I will be talking about self-development, entrepreneurship, and overall hustle. If you want to survive this journey, you'll need a strong support system. So we got here as fast as we could. On today's episode, we talked to Daniel Colombi, CEO of Prop Movie Money, a company that makes prop movie money for the biggest television and movie studios worldwide.
This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
All right, guys, welcome back. We are with Daniel Colombi, CEO of Prop Movie Money. Daniel, how you doing, brother? How's everything?
Good, doing good.
It's a pleasure to be here. You actually invited us here to your HQ. We had been wanting to do it for a while. We'd been communicating on digital media. We met during Art Basel. We hit it off. We've been able to do some really cool things together just in the last month. And we're finally back from Europe, and we're here. How's everything, man? How's business?
I can't complain. Business is doing really, really good. It's always a hustle every day.
Let me tell you something, man. I was blown away by your company, because obviously I know that, you know, sets, you know, different movies, different series use prop money, but who would have actually known that it would have been you behind this massive operation working with so many cool people from around the world? How did this start, man? Like, tell us, like, where did you even start with this idea?
Wow. Well, I started this idea back in 2007 going on to 2008 when I was putting a movie together. It was my first feature film.
Okay.
That I had started, and this was a film that I wrote, I directed, I edited, I did everything for it, and one of the main things was that I needed a scene that had a prop money for a scene that I was filming. I could not find like really good prop money that looked realistic on camera.
So you're like, let me make it myself.
So having designer backgrounds, I ended up doing it myself. And after the movie was done, I sold the prop money on eBay, and the person that got a hold of it was a prop master for CBS Unforgettables. So that person contacted me directly and asked me if I can design all the prop money for the upcoming TV show for Unforgettables called The Blue Hundreds.
Okay.
So after that, it just...
So as the door started opening up from
that there. That was the door. Yep. That was the main door that started everything.
Now, how quick was this transition? Because I'm guessing that you did this, it picked up fast, and all of a sudden, like, you had to just scramble to make sure everything was organized and build a business out of it. You probably weren't expecting this to happen. You probably have to shift your strategy.
It was definitely a wake up. It happened fairly fast in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Only because as soon as I started to promote the money props for sale, and as soon as it got picked up by CBS, other production companies that were friends with the prop masters and the friends with the producers
started talking to each other, word of mouth.
Started talking to the show, say, where did you get this from? So I started getting phone calls, and I started to realize that this is something that I need to move outside of an apartment and put it into an actual business and have help.
That's awesome. Now, tell me, because this is not your average business. Like, if somebody tells me tomorrow, look, you're gonna make prop money for movies, I don't know where to start. You get me? Did you go through any challenges? I'm sure you did, where people thought you were fucking crazy. Like, what are you doing, bro? Like, why are you printing money? Who's gonna buy that from you? Like, because I've had instances in where I'm doing things where people think I'm absolutely nuts, but I believe in myself, so I don't care what people think, but it's still a little bit difficult dealing with, especially with loved ones or people close to you. How was that experience for you?
Well, I did keep it away from a lot of people. There was a few people that did know about it, and they told me that I was absolutely nuts.
Okay.
This is something that's, it's very gray line. So it's not something that a person can just, you know, put together and start selling and not expect some kind of negative response from it. But overall, I think that it was a good investment to not listen to these people.
Yeah.
And just go forward with everything and just, you know, take a risk.
Yeah. I mean, bro, like, I remember I met you the same day that I met Jeff Cole. Okay, Jeff Cole's actually episode one, and we were talking about that before. I met you that night. It was my birthday. It was his birthday, and it's hard to find people, especially in Miami, especially in the industry that we're in, that are so like grounded and humble. Like I really got that from you. Like you were really cool. Like you treated us really well. You know, your communication was great after that, and you've done so many cool things. A lot of people in your position like let the game change them, and they just become assholes, or they just become arrogant. You can't talk to them. It's very, very difficult to hold a conversation, and you've done the craziest things within your industry. Like you're the top dude in what you do, and you're here over here just, you're a regular dude. And I think that for the listeners, it's very important for people to realize that no matter how good or bad you're doing, you always got to stay true to yourself, because the game will change you. The experiences will try to change you. The money will change you. Absolutely. And you got to realize why you're doing it. And bro, I commend you for that, man. You've treated my team, the people that we've connected each other with very well. Like reputation is everything, man. And that's one of the things that I want people listening here to understand, that relationships or reputation are everything.
That's key. That's key. And just staying humble is key. I mean, money, yeah, will change you. There's no doubt about that. It will change. It will change a lot of you, but it's all perspective.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of people, when they do start making a substantial amount of money, they start to involve ego.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with ego. It's just a certain amount of ego.
That comes from insecurities, though. A lot of people, yeah, a lot of people may seem like they're too cocky or crazy, or like they're too good for you. But honestly, they're just scared.
Absolutely, but
they're insecure, and they're like projecting that.
You gotta stay grateful.
Yeah,
you gotta stay grateful. You gotta stay humble. I think those are the main things that people will notice. You know, you don't want to walk around and act like you're the big shot, because at the end of the day, you know what? You're not. There's always gonna be somebody.
Or you could be, but tomorrow.
It
could be all gone, because that's how life is. Today you're a janitor, tomorrow you're a CEO.
Yeah. So
and back and vice versa.
Yeah, just gratitude, have like good amount of gratitude, and just understand that, you know, shit changes.
Yeah.
Shit changes. The most important thing at the end of the day is having relationships.
So having
a good solid relationship with somebody.
So for the listeners that haven't truly understood, you own and operate a company that makes prop money for the entertainment industry. You guys make fake money.
Yeah.
And it looks very real. It is crazy. You just showed me a room back there full of euros and all types of currencies that is mind-blowing. You guys go through a really, really like detailed process of putting this together. How long does it usually take for example, to get a stack of prop money done? One stack. What is the production time?
A minute. It doesn't take long. We have everything is mass printed, you know, and put together in the facility. If it's a customization job, meaning that if there is a specific artwork that a client wants,
yeah,
then it'll take a couple days to design. You know, I have the design team here that will put everything together and customize the bills for you. If they want your face on it,
yeah,
or your logo, your business logo.
Nice.
We will do that, which will take a couple days, but normally like an order going out to like a studio, depending on the size, will just take a few days. I mean, we're always fully stocked.
So you've been doing a great job. Let's take a minute to talk about some of the biggest projects that you've worked on. I see Netflix, I see Transformers, Cardi B, Breaking Bad. What else were we just talking about? You gave me a bunch of names, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
The list goes on and on. This is something that, like I said, just it was a blessing to even be able to develop such relationships with these studios. I mean, we're talking way, way back, starting with CBS Unforgettable, and then designing bills for Gotham, and then from Gotham to providing all the props for Narcos, and then, you know, Hollywood. Massive Hollywood films like Transformers, like American Made, like, I mean, Fast and the Furious, the last Fast and the Furious, etc. I mean, there's just the list of clientele goes.
Orange is the new black, I saw. You guys just launched a badass new website. I was looking at it. Have all of your like pretty much your track record on there, and it's extremely impressive, man. I'm really proud of you, dude. Like
you.
A Miami local, like a hustler. This is what this podcast and this video is about. Showing people like you can make something of yourself. You can do anything you want, no matter how crazy it sounds. Because I'm sure, bro, if 10 years ago somebody told you you were going to be doing prop money, printing prop money and designing prop money, you would have been like, you know what? There might be a possibility that I would be interested in doing that, but it's probably not what you had thought out. Because you're into film, you're into production, you're into all that stuff, and you would have thought that you would have been in a different route, but you still found a way within your industry that you love, which is film and production, to build the stream of revenue out of it through prop money.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we were talking about that not too long ago, 10 years ago, if that would have been a question, I wouldn't even know how to answer that.
Right?
It's ridiculous. How it turned out to be that way, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
It definitely is a blessing. It's definitely a hustle, and it's definitely a proof that it doesn't matter what it is. I think the key to success is just follow through.
Yeah. And consistency.
Consistency, persistence, patience. Failure—you name it.
Failure is depending on how you look at it. Because before I used to look at failure as, man, everything sucks. I suck. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. And then slowly I started. Okay, it's a lesson.
Perception.
Look at it another way. It's a lesson. I screwed up, but you know what? Next time I'm gonna know how to handle the situation better.
Failure has been in any business because I have done other things, multiple businesses. Failure has been one of those things that I have learned the most from out of everything, because I think that even some of the best, some of the most influential people in this world has gone to some substantial amount of failure.
Walt Disney, I look up to him like crazy. That man failed his whole friggin' life.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So failure is like definitely one of those things that I think that people shouldn't be scared of when it comes to developing.
Embrace it. You just gotta embrace it. I don't know if you listen to any other podcast, but I was listening to the MF CEO project with Andy Frisella, and he was talking about like how long it's taken him to do what he's done. You know, it's taken him 20 years to get to where he is. And then he's also talking about how some people make it overnight. And you know, he was saying, you know what? I would never trade my 20 years of eating shit for doing it overnight, because you know what? That guy that made the money overnight, good for him. But if he could lose all of that right now and be screwed. But those 20 years of experience, if you lose all your money, you have 20 years of experience to back you up.
Yep, absolutely.
The guy that made it overnight only has very little experience on making that money and may not have everything that he needs. So he said, you know what? I'll do the 20 years over again if I had to, because that experience is worth more than you could ever imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So talk to me, bro. You have a really cool operation. You have a really cool office. It's very creative. I like the vibe. You have a cool team that you speak very highly of. How is it running a team? Because you know, you start off small, maybe yourself, maybe another person, and then all of a sudden you start to become responsible for a lot of people, their futures, the success of your company, their success, their careers. It's a lot of pressure. You know, a lot of people want to hear about how to make it, but there's also a lot of entrepreneurs out there that do have employees and have a team, and they do have their struggles, and they could use pointers and tips or they could use real life experiences of somebody that's currently doing it. What challenges do you go through while operating your team that you would like to share?
The most important thing I think into having a team is to put aside the ego, because like, for example, in this facility, it's not just a marketing team. You know, we have people that even pack orders, that put orders together. We have a front end manager. We have people that are not like part of the actual marketing team, but even those people, like for example, like the ones who pack the orders, they all have the right to say something here.
They have a production mentality. You guys have a production mentality. Everybody
goes
could clean up, because on set, anybody could clean up. Anybody could sweep, because the shot needs to be perfect. The set needs to be perfect, and there's no ego involved. Do what you got to do to make sure the project comes to life.
You need to listen. That's all it really is. We have meetings. We have meetings every single week. And everybody is involved in that meeting, and everybody has something to say in that meeting. It doesn't even matter if it's the person coming here to clean the place. If they're part of this team, they all have something to say, because everybody has an idea.
They're your future, man. You have a great idea and you have a great business, but these people are the ones that make it thrive.
Yep,
through your leadership. But they are the foundation of the company, you know. And a lot of people fail to understand that. They just see them as, they need to do what I'm telling them because I'm paying them. And you know what?
Well, that's a boss mentality.
That's a and boss. It's not a leader
mentality.
Yeah. You've seen that meme that it's like a guy whipping a bunch of people like on a sled moving
and
forward,
then the
other one is pushing it with them.
Pull them. Yep.
You know, I'm sure there's people that have gotten far being a boss or like acting that way, but you're gonna get further, faster. For a longer amount of time, if you have people that are supporting you, believe in you, and respect you, because you can't buy respect.
Absolutely.
You can't buy respect. So maybe people will be quiet around you because they fear you, but you don't want people to fear you. You want people to respect you.
Absolutely.
You know?
We have gotten great ideas, and it's, believe it or not, we've gotten some amazing ideas from one of the youngest person that works here that pretty much just sits in the back with headphones and puts money together. And even gave us an idea that we implemented to our marketing, and that idea was amazing.
You know what's crazy?
To not close up and to actually listen to everybody that works with you is extremely crucial. You have companies out there that, the boss mentality.
Yeah.
Where they don't give a flying shit about the people under them. But you never know, that one person under you can say something that will save your ass and save your company and push you forward. So you always want to listen to everybody equally. It doesn't matter who it is.
Or age. Age doesn't matter, because there's so many kids killing it. The day before yesterday, when I was recording the episode with Jeff Cole, he brought up Austin, which is his content creator. Austin started with him when he was 19 years old. And Austin is the one that inspired them and gave them, you know, that push for Cole and Mark to start coming out on videos and documenting their stuff and bringing it to life, because they were more back end before and trying to run the business.
Right.
But he's the one that encouraged them to do that. And now they're on podcasts everywhere. They have their own show. They're directing their own commercials. They're doing all these things. And it was inspired and pushed heavily by a 19-year-old kid. And I was telling Jeff, like, it says a lot about you as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, and as a leader, that you could sit there and take a 19-year-old kid seriously.
Yeah.
Because age doesn't mean anything. When I was 18 years old running around trying to, you know, to make moves in Miami, a lot of people shut the doors in my face. A lot of people helped me. MPH Club, the founders of MPH Club. Brett David, CEO of Prestige Imports. Bruno from Metro Group Miami. They opened up doors for me and they took me seriously. And they helped shape partly the type of entrepreneur that I am. You could change somebody's life just by listening to them.
Not only that, I mean, at a 19-year-old kid, you would be surprised. I mean, shit.
Now he's in the room with Gary Vaynerchuk, Scooter Braun.
Yeah.
That's a smart kid, and they're even smarter for putting him in that situation.
I think 19-year-old kid, I think teenagers in general in this era, a hell of a lot smarter than when we were 19, 20 years old.
They're more badass than we are.
Because of social media, for example.
Have you seen the Build Your Empire page on Instagram?
Yeah.
They have a Casey, Kieran, like, these kids are very young, right? I think I met them when they were like 17, 18 years old, and they are killing it, living in their own crazy mansion, partnering with huge brands, doing massive deals. Like, I wish I would have been doing that at that age, even though I was trying to make something of myself. But it just goes to show how hungry some people are. And nowadays with technology,
your tools are indispensable. I mean, you have the world at your fingertips right now.
Alrighty, hustlers, let's take a quick break. You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn on Revolver Podcasts.
We're doing a podcast right now from your headquarters, mobily.
Yeah.
Mobily. We don't need a studio. We don't need none of that. We just do what we do. We film it, and we push forward, and we use the tools that we have to our advantage. And with that being said, let's talk about collaborations, because shortly after we met, the day that we met, I was actually wearing an entrepreneur shirt. Entrepreneur belongs to my boys, David and Andres.
I absolutely fell in love with the brand.
Bro.
Absolutely.
It embodies who we are. The brand is fantastic. A lot of people think
mission,
I own the... Yeah.
The mission is amazing.
Stagnancy is the enemy. Action is king. I love the brand so much and I rock it so much that people actually think that I own the brand. And I do not own the brand, but I am a big, big, big pusher of the brand. Let's talk about how Prop Movie Money and Entrepreneur came together on a collab. You actually saw me wearing that shirt during our Basel, and you thought it was my company.
I thought that you were affiliated with the company.
Somehow, right?
Yeah.
Right? So you, being cool guy that you are, you went and supported and you purchased you made a purchase online, and then once you got your the packaging, you love the packaging, and you said, you know what, let me put some stacks of prop money within the bag and let's try to do something, let's try to do a giveaway. You kept an open mind about doing, you know, a type of social media activation, and it ended up helping both of you guys so much. Why don't you tell listeners what it is that you guys did together and the results that you guys got from it?
Wow, it was a very successful result. What happened there? Well, one of the main things that we focus on as well as a company is we love helping entrepreneurs. We support the young entrepreneur. And when I saw that brand, you were wearing a t-shirt and it said entrepreneur on it, I automatically said, that is amazing. I even loved how it was worded.
Yeah, the font.
Spelling of it,
yeah.
The font. I was like, that's amazing. I did a little research and I found that Entrepreneur has a very similar mission as we do in a sense of helping young entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to buy some merchandise from this company because I support them.
Yeah.
When I received the packaging was amazing and I automatically thought this would be a really cool collab. You know, we have money props, which can be used as a visual piece. For motivating, so
yeah.
It'd be a visual motivation piece. I connected with the guys from Entrepreneur, very humble guys, awesome team, and we put together a giveaway for social media.
Yeah.
This giveaway included some merchandise from Entrepreneur and a prop money from us.
It was like 170,000.
It was 170,000. It was gift cards. It was hats. It was t-shirts. It was a nice little package.
Yeah. You guys killed it on social media, though.
Well,
you guys killed it.
What was amazing about this post wasn't even so much that the post was successful in a sense of reaching out to people. What was amazing about it is the responses that it got, the comments that it got. People actually engaged with it, but it wasn't even so much the engagement, it's what they were saying that was very motivating. I'm talking about, we had kids, you know, that were putting things like so sincere about what they would do if they had $170,000 of real money.
Yeah.
What would they do with this money? And it was very uplifting. It was very motivating. It was just an amazing thing to read so many people pretty much pouring their heart out into this post.
Yeah.
So, and on the same as...
It was very genuine.
It was very genuine. It was amazing.
It wasn't even about the money or like flaunting how much money it could have been. It was more personal. Which really clicked with...
And you can literally read the sincerity in all of these posts. It was amazing. So it worked out really well. We ended up getting a total of well over like almost 2,000 comments on there. I mean, it was great. So the collab with them was very successful and very successful.
Good,
it's just great to see like the young entrepreneur really pouring their hearts out and you can tell. I mean, you can tell right now. I mean, when you're talking about a 13-year-old kid talking about all his goals, it's... And in such detail, it's amazing.
They're watching us, bro.
13 years old is like...
We don't... You know, I do this podcast. I do these videos. I do everything that I do. And before, I used to be very behind the scenes, and I was very to myself. You know, I had a very great childhood. You know, I was raised by a single mother for most of it. We did go through our struggles, but I could appreciate, you know... Like the moment, I could appreciate, like,
absolutely.
You know, I have a sense and value for time, for, you know, how hard it is to make money. And I've been able to do so many amazing things that I never thought I would have been able to do. And it got to a point where I was like, you know what? I bet there's kids out there that are sitting there thinking, man, I'd never be able to pull this off, or with the situation that I'm in, or the very little resources that I have. And I was like, let me just drop this content and change some lives. And you'd be surprised. I've changed so many lives through social media. People that tell me that I didn't even know, bro, like, I became an entrepreneur because of you. This is the crazy ass massive business I have now, and you're the one that inspired me. And I'm like, oh my God, like,
it's a great feeling.
It's a great feeling. And it's not even just for me to be known and all this stuff. It's not because of that, but it's because you help others and you pay it forward, and you put out positivity out there. You have no choice but to receive positivity in return. That's great, right?
Yep.
When I first started my business, I wanted it just to be about me. I make all the money, I get all the credit, I want all the nice things and the cars and the watches and all the material things in the world. And I thought that's what I wanted because I never had any of that stuff, right? I got it, and then I was like, all right, this isn't as cool as I thought it was gonna be. It's kind of like an empty feeling. And then you wanna do cool stuff, you wanna get more involved, and that's how you start discovering yourself. It's fine to not be perfect at first. Nothing's perfect from the beginning. You're always, your career, you as a human, you're always a work in progress, you know? And you can't beat yourself up when you screw up, but you just gotta recognize that mistake. You gotta recognize that screw up and fix it. Because if you keep making the same mistakes over and over and expecting different results, you're crazy. You get me? So I think that's a very important part of being an entrepreneur, being a founder, having a team, is being open-minded to knowing that maybe we're not always right. And that's why we have a good support system behind us to push us at times.
We're learning for life.
We're learning for life.
For life. There's no doubt about that.
Now,
but I will say one thing though, in comment to what you just said. If a person really thinks that just because of their lifestyle or how they raise, whether they live in a bad situation or a good situation or a good household, a bad household, whatever it is, if they think that they cannot make it, then I call bullshit right there, because yeah. I wasn't raised like that. You know, I wasn't raised with a silver spoon in my mouth.
Yeah.
You know, so to be able to prove to everybody out there and every young entrepreneur that you can definitely make it if you just stay positive and put your heart into one thing instead of scattering yourself into so many things. Just focus on one thing, focus on your passion.
Being fucking lazy.
Oh God.
Because yes. Look, let me tell you something.
Stop being lazy. Stop thinking that everything's gonna be handed to you, because it's not.
It's not. Like, bro, you could be sleeping right now because it's Saturday. It's Saturday. I'm sure you had a long week. You had a lot of shit going on at the beginning of the year. Yeah. And you're here on Saturday recording a podcast with me. That says everything.
Yeah, get out of your comfort zone.
If you're at home right now listening to this and you're wondering why shit isn't working for you, and you're sitting all day long playing Xbox, scrolling through Facebook, scrolling through Instagram with no purpose, looking at other people's lives and wishing that you had it, but still sitting down and not doing shit, then you deserve the situation you're in. But that does not mean that that's the only situation that's meant for you. You could actually listen to something like this, get up, be inspired by it, not give a shit what people say, not be afraid of failure, and getting started. Because a lot of people, I've seen a lot of these quotes online that's like, one day I wanna do this. Well, is it one day or is it day one? Is today the day one that you start and you do it? Because I said this before in a video where I was speaking to a group of high school students. If today you set goals, you write them down, and you write a plan for these goals, in 6 months your life will completely change. Yeah. But you just have to just do it. Stop wishing, stop waiting for something to fall out of the sky. Stop waiting for everything to be perfect, because it's never the right time, there's never enough money, and there's never enough experience. You just have to take the plunge and do it. Yep. And make something of
and
yourself.
And the more successful you become at something, the higher the risk, the bigger the obstacles. I mean,
and the bigger the reward.
But the bigger the obstacles and when you cross over all these obstacles, the stronger you get mentally. So you can definitely, you can just definitely achieve anything. Just don't give up. That's for sure.
Now, question, man. You look like a very organized dude. You have all your shit in order. Do you have any, like, as business owners, we always need tools and, you know, to be able to organize our business. Do you have any apps or digital programs that you use to organize yourself? Like, I use, you know, Google Calendars, Slack, Calendly, Asana. Do you use anything to organize your team or keep everything in check?
My team is fairly organized. I'm more visually organized.
Okay.
Like, I like to have everything neat and clean. I'm actually using a planner now.
Okay.
Believe it or not. I mean, I do think organization is key.
Yeah.
It's very important. But you also need to organize yourself the way you possibly can. I mean, you know, I'm learning how to become a lot more organized.
Good.
As far as...
I watch a lot of YouTube videos and I consult with a lot of like fellow business owners, because maybe what I'm doing is not right, you know? Maybe somebody has a better solution and you're like, shit, man, I should be doing it that way. That's the reason that I ask, because you could learn something from me, I could learn something from you.
Absolutely.
Maybe there's something you're doing that I may be able to implement into my business, which is, we may not have the same business, but it's just organization and structure, because as an entrepreneur, there's no guidebook. But there's no way to do this perfectly. We're kind of just like fucking up and figuring things out as we go, and then learning a structure and kind of like building a foundation as we're doing different things. But as that's happening, it's difficult.
Definitely.
You know? So let me ask you, man, because we talked about a bunch of stuff, but I want to talk, I'm a dreamer and I like to think forward. You've worked with crazy people. Fox, Netflix, all the people that we have already talked about. You've had a bunch of celebrities have your products in their videos and in their promotions. But I'm sure there's something or a show that exists that has been filmed or that you know about being filmed that you would love to be part of, or maybe even a company that you would like to work with that you've never worked with. What is one or two companies that you would absolutely love to be part of?
Holy shit. Okay. Like I said, this is a really good question. One company. I mean, really, we've had the blessing to be able to work with every
everyone
single studio that you can possibly think of. One of the biggest, I mean, I can even go back to when I first started, was one of the biggest ones that I've always wanted to have some form of part with Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
That was like, I want Warner Brothers. And then I got a phone call from Warner Brothers. So
amazing.
Wow. That's
it's humbling.
Oh yeah, it's very humbling. It lets you know that at that point it's like, okay, shit's getting real.
Yeah.
Shit's getting real.
And that's the time to work harder. That's not the time to coast. When shit gets real, now people are noticing you and they're watching you. Now you need to work harder.
Now you're definitely under a microscope.
Yeah.
And you can't let the foot off the gas.
Yeah.
But what company or TV show?
Or a favorite movie that you had growing up that you're like, man, my prop money would have been perfect there.
I think RoboCop.
RoboCop?
Yeah, I think RoboCop. And it's only because it's one of my childhood movies.
Yeah.
It's a movie that I grew up watching. And there's always that one scene in the beginning of RoboCop where they're leaving a robbery of a bank.
Yeah.
And there's this truck and it has all this money inside.
Could have been perfect.
I always see that scene. Even recently, I saw that movie again just to bring back some memories. And I even see that scene, I'm like, I would have loved it. 1987, but still, I was just like, oh man, it would have been so cool to have my prop money there if I can go back in time, you know?
So
that would have been a really cool one.
That's great that you bring that up, because that leads us to the concluding question for our podcast. You're talking about going back in time. If you could go back in time right now and have your 18-year-old self right in front of you, what advice would you give him? What would you tell
him? Holy shit. If I can go back and see my 18-year-old self, I definitely slap myself in the face. What would I tell him? That's a really good one. Just keep pushing. Keep pushing, don't give up, persevere, just keep pushing. Oh, and I would definitely warn my 18-year-old self of all the bullshit that you're gonna face, that's for sure, from 18 years to...
And don't let it bring you down or break you. Just embrace it.
Embrace it to its fullest.
Yeah.
You know, embrace it to its fullest, because there will be hard times. But just keep pushing forward. And don't worry about the bullshit. Don't worry about people being negative, because at the end of the day, the more they talk, just lets you know that you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You're going in the right direction.
I like
that. Let them talk. It's when everything turns silent. That's when you need to worry. That's when you gotta really be aware something's wrong.
Yeah.
Change gears quick.
Be able to pivot fast.
Yep.
Alrighty, brother. Why don't you tell our audience where they could find you on social media, your website, the best way to connect with you?
Best way to connect is @PropMovieMoney in the Instagram. or propmoviemoney.com.
There you guys go. You heard it. Daniel Colombi, CEO and founder of Prop Movie Money. Make sure you guys check him out online and stay posted. That's a wrap.
Alrighty, guys. That concludes this week's episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn.
Remember to tune in every Monday for new episodes and stay connected with us on Instagram and YouTube for updates and exclusive content, including a video segment of this week's podcast. You can find us on at Mr. Alex Quinn with one N and at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Remember to surround yourself with people who uplift you, because hustle inspires hustle.